Chapter 46 Meditation. When a considerable length of time, as a half hour, hour, or an even longer period is to be spent in prayer, it is advisable to make a meditation on some feature of our Savior saint life or passion. The reflections naturally arising from such meditation should then be applied to the particular virtue we are striving to attain. If, for instance, you need patience, contemplate the mystery of your Savior scourged at the pillar. Consider first the blows and revilements hurled at him by the soldiers as they brutally dragged their innocent victim to the appointed place as ordered. Secondly, consider him stripped of his garments, exposed to the piercing cold. Thirdly, picture those innocent hands, bound tightly to the pillar. Fourthly, consider his body, torn with whips until his blood moistened the earth. And finally, envision the frequency of the blows, creating new wounds, reopening others on that sacred body. Dwelling on these or similar details, calculated to inspire in you a love of patience, you should try to feel within your very soul the inexpressible anguish so patiently borne by your divine master. Then consider the excruciating agony of his spirit, and the patience and mildness with which that agony was endured by him who was ready to suffer even more for God's glory and your welfare. Behold, then, your master, covered with blood, desiring nothing more earnestly than your patient acceptance of affliction, and be assured that he implores for you the assistance of the Heavenly Father that you may bear with resignation, not only the cross of the moment, but the crosses to come. Strengthen, therefore, by frequent acts your resolution to suffer, with joy, and, raising your mind to heaven, give thanks to the Father of mercies, who didst send his only Son into this world to suffer indescribable torments, and to intercede for you in your necessities. Conclude your meditation by beseeching him to grant you the virtue of patience, through the merits and intercession of this beloved Son in whom he is well pleased.